Listen to this podcast for all the updates on the Patriots roster. Welcome back to another Patriots Roster Report podcast, the official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's November 11th right here at Gillette Stadium, and we have Brian Lowe, Tom Casale, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart breaking down the roster.
It is the Patriots Roster Report. The Patriots getting set to host the New York Jets on Sunday. I'm Brian Lowe, and here with Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, and Tom Casale. Certainly, we're going to talk about the defensive backfield. Rodney Harrison's injury certainly having an effect on the roster. Get to a couple of transactions the Patriots had this week. They claimed safety Rashawn Baker off of waivers, and that happened on Tuesday, soon after the Rodney Harrison injury, immediately sparking thoughts that they need depth because of Rodney Harrison being out. They also released Antoine Spann from the active roster, re-signing him to the practice squad the following day, and also re-signing Brian Barthelmes to the practice squad. So as we stand right now, there are 53 players on the 53-man roster, 8 players on the 8-man practice squad, but certainly the focus is on Rodney Harrison and the safeties. Are the Patriots better equipped, based on their roster, this year to handle Rodney Harrison's absence than they were last year when he went out?
That's exactly the way I put it, too, Below. I think they are better equipped, and a couple of reasons. One, I think that Harrison was playing at such a high level last year when he went down against Pittsburgh. He was playing at an all-pro level that, obviously, you're losing a much higher caliber player. All due respect to Rodney's comeback, then you're losing this year. I think he was making progress week to week. I think he was coming on, starting to make more plays with and looked more and more comfortable with each passing game, but he was not playing at the level that he was before the original knee injury. So that, coupled with the fact that you have guys like Hawkins now, he was the fifth or sixth guy they brought in last year they finally settled on.
Right.
And they also have Chad Scott, who has a load of experience in the secondary, whether he's playing corner. Now he's played a little bit of safety. I think you're in a much better situation to deal with the loss, especially if it's not too far in the future, specifically the playoffs.
Yeah, and all you need to know is Michael Stone and Arturo Freeman started games of safety for the Patriots last year. So that's
here.
A big improvement this year.
But that's not to say you're not going to miss something. And no, I think the
all.
One thing you do miss is something that's not, you can't replace with a guy like Hawkins or Scott, and that fear factor. You know, there's a reason Rodney Harrison gets voted the dirtiest player in the league, and players fear him, wide receivers. You know, he has some big hits, he has some questionable plays, and I think when you get that in the back of some receivers' minds, I don't think it happens to every receiver, but I think there are some receivers that when they cross the middle, they're wondering where 37 is, and you lose that with him not out there.
And also leadership, the way he lines everybody up.
Right.
And he kind of knows what's going on before the play happens. I don't think he can just replace that kind of leadership.
Paul wrote about this for the upcoming issue of PFW and talked to Hawkins, obviously, about it. And Hawkins sort of said that, you know, he's capable of filling that role probably, but he always looks at it as this is Harrison's team. This is his defense. He's the man out there. Now Hawkins has to step up and fill that role.
Now if Eugene Wilson continues to be out, then it is Hawkins and Scott as your safeties. This does have a ripple effect at the cornerback position because really the only two cornerbacks, true cornerbacks on the roster, if you take Scott out of the cornerback equation, are Ellis Hobbs and Asante Samuel. That's fine as starters. Is there a concern about the depth there? Really, especially if Eugene Wilson is unable to go.
I'd be concerned.
Yeah, I think so.
Especially if there's an injury during a game.
Exactly.
Right.
Who would be, I mean, I guess if there were
Troy
to be an
Brown.
Injury to one of those two, well, you're going to see Troy Brown out there. You're probably going to have to see Scott move back to cornerback and see Rashawn Baker at safety or see, you know, James Sanders at safety.
The big problem here is that the Jets signed Hank Poteet. Let's be honest.
That's really, the fact that Hank Poteet can't make his 27th transaction as part of the Patriots is a concern, yeah.
I do think that you might see some of that. With
is Sanders
James,
a concern in general?
Well, I think James Sanders would
he
be the guy.
Just last week when Troy Brown was?
On that play? I mean, Troy Brown was only out once.
No, I know, but I
don't think so. But I think the fact that Bill had mentioned this week that Sanders had been Rodney's backup would lead me to believe that if they need someone other than Chad Scott or Wilson to play safety, that he would be the guy. Now, Baker, they brought in, obviously, for an extra guy to look at. They obviously felt Spann wasn't that guy. He was more of a special teamer, so they wanted to take a look at Rashawn Baker. But I think Sanders, I agree with Andy, I don't think we've really seen him defensively since the Denver debacle.
Right, and that was a debacle.
Good word.
Good alliteration.
One play on the sideline was a debacle. Not only did he let up the play, he allowed the guy to continue down the field for the long score.
Good alliteration on Denver debacle. Now, the other storyline in terms of the roster this week, Patrick Pass getting back to practice and not activated yet from PUP. They have a three-week window that is now
activated. I thought you were talking about his six tattoos that he received in the offseason.
He does. He was on displaying.
Offseason, last 2 weeks.
Six tattoos, two weeks. Well, I guess you could say his season still hasn't started. It's still the off season for him.
Isn't that painful?
You'd think that would keep him away from doing it, knowing what we know about him.
But anyways, if Patrick Pass is able to come back, he does provide some versatility. He does provide something different. Or does he provide something different than what the Patriots have? We've talked about this before. If, let's say, 2 weeks from now he's activated and takes someone's roster spot, maybe it's Garrett Mills or something like that, what can he provide to the team that maybe they're lacking right now?
Maybe something in special teams. Other than that, I don't see much. You know, maybe kick coverage, things along that nature. But how many carries is he going to get? How many balls is he going to catch out of the backfield? You know what I'm saying? They're deep at the running back position. I just think if he has an impact, it's going to be on special teams.
Right. And let's face it. I mean, he's done a lot on special teams. And at different times, depending on their depth at running back over the 7 years he's been here, that's really been when you find out what kind of role he can have on offense. But what do you guys make of Daniel Graham? He's been injured. He and Eugene Wilson are two guys who have been injured. But talking about Daniel Graham and at the tight end position, do we think we're going to see him back anytime soon? And
well, I got to tell you, I keep telling you, he looks fine to me in that locker room.
Walks through the locker room and Paul assesses him as A-okay every week. A-okay.
He has talked about it a little bit, which I found a little bit surprising that he talked about his injury a little bit. You don't think that's surprising?
I do.
What? What did you shake your head at?
Said you found it a little bit surprising a little bit that he talked about his injury a little bit.
Oh, okay.
You made
me
chuckle.
I pulled a B-low?
You pulled a B-low. It was a few extra words.
Too many words?
Too many words.
Anyway, I did find it a little bit surprising that he talked about his injury a little bit.
Is there any...
Talked about the first time he ever dealt with this kind of an ankle problem. What do you mean
injury? Free agent, trying to keep his price down.
I thought it would be stupid to say on the air, so I was going to wait till after.
I love throwing out all these conspiracy theories.
I don't think so.
The man keeping him down. So. He's already voiced his, hopes of going to free agency.
There'll still be teams that want him, though.
I would think so.
Well, Graham is still on the injury report. The injury report for this week, about half the size as it was last week. The most fascinating part to me, and I think it's a miracle, is how quickly Matt Cassel recovered from the right shoulder injury. I was very encouraged by that. So I think they're okay at the quarterback position for this week, even though Brady is still injured. Everybody agree?
Yeah. If they're okay, Brady's starting to get some criticism after a four-pick performance last week.
Right, but
fans aren't happy with what he's doing in the passing game.
What did I see? That the four, I think four previous times he's had four picks in a game, combined in the next games, he's thrown zero interceptions, which is a pretty good number. That is going to wrap it up. Do we all agree to that? That is going to wrap it
up
with the Patriots roster report.
Good work.
The Patriots hosting the New York Jets on Sunday. For Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, and Tom Casale, I'm Brian Lowe.
Thanks, guys. Join us again next week for a brand new roster report podcast. As always, thanks for listening, and go Pats.